Question 4. Practice 2. Reading and lecture. Now listen to a related lecture. Fill in the missing information.
Okay, class. For homework, you all should have read a bit about dendrochronology, or dating past events by using tree rings. Today, I want to further explain how this technique works and how it applies to archaeology. One important aspect of tree rings is that they are different each year. In warm years, they are bigger than in cold years. This gives us a distinct pattern of thick and thin rings for all trees in a specific area. Several thin rings, one next to the other, mean several cold years in a row. That's a pattern we can look for in other trees. Now, how does this help archaeologists? Well, in order for it to help us, we need to find a large piece of wood, one big enough to show us tree rings, associated with an archaeological site. Usually, this wood comes from part of a house or fence. Then, we compare the pattern of rings in this wood with the known ring timeline of that area. Hopefully, the pattern of thick and thin rings on our wood will match a section of the timeline, thus telling us when that tree was alive. That will then tell us the approximate date at which that house or fence was built.